This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, the DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and the Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all the media channels to refrain from showing the live coverage of the anti-terrorist operations and the movements of the security forces in the interest of the national security. The ministry said in the media, digital platforms and the individuals play a vital role in safeguarding the national security. All media platforms, news agencies and the social media users have been advised to exercise with utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to the existing laws and regulations while reporting on matters concerning the defense and other security-related operations. The Union Home Ministry has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency, the NIA. The sources said now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The Delhi government has extended the deadline from the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pahalgam terror attack from the 26th to the 29th of this month. The Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all the citizens to help identify Pakistan nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. The Electronics and the IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has launched the Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and the online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet has approved this scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronic supply chain. The guidelines have been formulated with intense industry consultation and the scheme will be open to receive the application from the 1st of next month through online portal.
Please set up design teams because this is just the beginning of the electronics industry's growth. What you are going to see in the next 5 years will be phenomenal change. If you are not prepared for it, you will be left out. So set up design teams, get the latest design tools, make sure that you continuously strive to do backward integration.
Pope Francis has been laid to rest at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome following his funeral at St. Peter's Basilica. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, who led the funeral service, presided over the solemn proceedings. The service was attended by the world leaders, clergy and the thousands of mourners. Presidents, prime ministers, royalty and the religious leaders gathered to pay their final respects to Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu attended the funeral mass and offered the condolences on behalf of the government and the people of India. India has successfully lifted over 17.1 crore people out of the extreme poverty in the last 10 years. According to the World Bank Spring 2025 Poverty and the Equity Report, five states, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh accounted for two-thirds of the overall decline in extreme poverty. In rural areas, extreme poverty fell from 18.4% in 2011-12 to 2.8% in 2022-23. In football, Indian Super League Shield Cup winners Mohan Bagan Super Giant beat Kerala Blasters 2-1 to enter Kalinga Cup semi-finals in Bhubaneswar. Mohan Bagan scored one in each half through Sahil Abdul Samad and Suhail Ahmed Bhatt. In IPL T20, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared points in the crucial match that was abandoned due to the incident in rain and the thunderstorm at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.